If you would, grab your Bible and open up into your Old Testaments, Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8 will be there in a few seconds. I know this is just an invitation, but I do want to say it's certainly good to see you all here, and it's good to be home, and that you've all had a great influence on me and the work that's going on in Louisiana, and so I certainly do miss you and appreciate you all. When I was told and asked I was to give the invitation, I got to thinking about what to give it on, and tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so I thought it might be appropriate to talk a little bit about the concept of Thanksgiving. And so that's what I want to do tonight, and look at even the fact of not giving thanks and how detrimental that can be to us as Christians, really regarding the fact that our whole lives as Christians should be filled with thanksgiving. Colossians, the third chapter in verse 17, a verse we all know and are familiar with, that whatever we do in word or deed, we are to do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Paul writes to the Thessalonians to pray without ceasing and in everything give thanks. And this is something that is not just one day out of the year. It's something that is a continual nature, really, as a Christian, as a new creation in Christ. This is a creature created for good works and created to give thanks and glory and praise and service and worship to the Father. And so it's something we need to keep in our minds and in our hearts throughout our times on this earth. In Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, we see, beginning in verse 11 is where I want to start reading, a warning given to the Israelites about remembering God. And just to mention that, included in giving thanks is remembrance of what the things we have been blessed with and the things that are given to us when we thank God, as we see in many of the Psalms of Thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness, for your mercy, for your forgiveness, and for all the blessings physically and spiritually that we have. And so he calls to their attention in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, the necessity of remembering. So we'll begin there in verse 11. He says, "Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who led you in the wilderness with manna, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth." And so we see a lateral depreciation of their faith and their trust and dependency upon God because they forgot what He has done for them. It comes down to that verse in verse 17 that they say, "I have gained this by my power, by my wealth, by my skill set, and all of these things that I have received actually from God, I have gained myself." And God is out of the picture. And so there's no giving of thanks there with these individuals. Including in giving thanks to God is obeying Him, keeping His commandments. God loved us, so we love Him. And it wasn't the other way around. And to love God is to keep His commandments. Continuing on in this, there is a latter end that is worse than our beginning if we forget to thank God. He says in verse 18, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers as it is this day. Then it shall be if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish." And so now it draws to the conclusion of serving things that aren't God's in nature, things that they have created. And the one and only true God, who has no beginning or end, who is not created, is the one who gives us every good and perfect gift. It is that Father of lights described in James, the first chapter. And so we have a lot of things to be thankful for, but we must be thankful daily. It's not a one-time thing. At this seasonal in November that we are going to do tomorrow. As Christians, our lives are filled with thanksgiving, and if they are not, we're going to fall away. In Romans, the first chapter, Paul tells those individuals there in Rome that the Gentiles part of which translated into their being given over to a debased mind to do the things that are unfitting, was that they were not thankful. They did not glorify God, even though they knew who He was, even though they knew all the blessings He had given them, they were not thankful. And we see that with children these days, and we see that with ourselves in our lives as we take for granted all the things that God has given us. In Romans, the 6th chapter, in verse 23, namely, the most important thing we should give thanks for is the gift of God, which is eternal life through His Son, Jesus. And that is something that is presented to you this evening as we offer the invitation. God sent His only begotten Son. He was innocent in all ways and fashions. He was perfect, keeping the law of God. And yet He died on the cross for your sins so that you might have a hope of eternal life. And a way to give thanks to that is obey Him. Put Him on in baptism and continue serving Him all the days of your life. That is the all of man. And so if you are here this evening and you need to name the name of Christ to have your sins washed away, do so at this time while the time remains. Redeem the time that we have. And if you have obeyed Him and put Him on in baptism, but you've fallen away, need the prayers of the congregation, we invite you to come forward as we stand and sing the song of invitation.